Hello, check. Check, hello. Skull Candy headphones. Oh, it's working. All right. Hello and welcome to... Oh, shit, I unplugged it. Oh, no, it's still working. I just unplugged the headphones.
Yo.
That's Susie. All right, we're totally broadcasting.
No, wait, I'm supposed to have a fake name. My fake name is...
This is not Susie.
I'm Max the Destroyer from when I was on Sea Cabbage a couple times.
Oh, yeah?
Bob Sandel, which you should listen to. It's later tonight.
All right.
In case anyone's out listening.
Can
we put up the outside speakers?
Yeah, please.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Blue. Okay, here. Yo. Hello. So you are listening to the radio segment that I like to call Fuck Dead Air. Welcome back to it. The last time I broadcast was sometime in, I think, November. I just deleted the playlist the other day. I'm getting a phone call. It's from my brother. We'll take that later. Fuck Dead Air is a little bit like...
Fuck Dead Air!
Where's Fluffy from that... indie movie that happened a little while ago. You never know when it's going to happen, and you probably don't much care.
If you listen to Fuck Dead Air, I'm just saying, it's like a religious experience. That was the stilliest thing I've ever said. I'm sorry.
This actually probably marks the first time Fuck Dead Air has ever had an audience. This is the first time anybody's ever been in the yurt with me. The theme for today's show is songs that have been stuck in my head for a while. This is Crazy Utah Raptor by Joey and Gillian.
Today is a beautiful day to be stomping on things. As a dinosaur, stomping is the best part of my day indeed. With that little house, you wish you were back in your own time. Well, that's too bad for you. Perhaps you too will get a stomping little girl.
Wait, is stomping really the answer to your problem or problem?
Problem or problems? My only problem or problems have to do with you interrupting my stomping, crazy Utah Raptor. Crazy Utah Raptor. That Utah Raptor out of the way, I feel better. A rare pleasure indeed, to have your problems put behind you and the future full of promise. Imagine if that Utah Raptor slipped in the shower. He'd certainly wish he'd stomped his soap out of his way, much as I now stomped this little house as he passed on. Perhaps in his last moments, the irony of the situation, from my perspective, would become evident. Yes, I will freely enjoy stomping more now that he's gone.
Stop!
You.
You have retreated too far into the realm of fantasy and have forgotten that I, in fact, did not expire in the shell.
I must guard against such self-absorption in the future. I guess there's a lesson here for us all.
Welcome back to Fuck Dead Air. I'm Walker Staples. This is Yurt Radio. Susie is going to read you a poem now.
Woo! All right. This is Steps by Frank O'Hara, which I have been reading incessantly for the past few days. Like, sometimes, literally, I'll get up in the middle of the night and read this poem. Not when Jillian is over, because then I feel like that's creepy if I live in the middle of the night reading poems to her while she sleeps.
Say hi, Jillian.
Jillian, say hi. This is Gilligan the Canary.
Can you hear me?
Yell louder.
Hi.
Okay. Maybe you're... She's in agony. All right, Steps by Frank O'Hara. How funny you are today, New York, like Ginger Rogers in springtime. And St. Bridget's steeple is leaning a little to the left. Here I have just jumped out of a bed full of V-days. I got tired of D-days and blew you there still. Accept me, foolish and free. All I want is a room up there and you in it. And even in the traffic, halt so thick is a way for people to rub up against each other. And when their surgical appliances lock, they stay together for the rest of the day. What a day. I go by to check a slide, and I say, that painting's not so blue. Where's Lana Turner? She's out eating, and Garbo's backstage at the Met, and everyone's taking their coat off so they can show a rib cage to the rib watchers, and the park's full of dancers in their tights and shoes and little bags, who are often mistaken for worker outers at the West Side Y. Why not? The Pittsburgh Pirates shout because they've won, and in a sense, we're all winning. We're alive. The apartment was vacated by a gay couple who moved to the country for fun. They moved a day too soon. Even the stabbings are helping the population explosion, though in the wrong country, and all those liars have left the UN. The Seagram's building's no longer rivaled in interest. Not that we need liquor, we just like it. And a little box is out on the sidewalk next to the delicatessen, so the old man can sit on it and drink beer and get knocked off it by his wife later in the day while the sun is still shining. And, oh, God, it's wonderful to get out of bed and drink too much coffee and smoke too many cigarettes and love you so much. He's a fucking badass.
Wait, that was so good.
I know, right?
Shit.
Wait. There's one other one I want to read.
Go for it, please.
This is the total opposite. This is the other side of Frank O'Hara. Frank O'Hara is a very versatile poet.
Hang on, what sort of poem is it?
This is called Poem. You just have to listen to it. It's called Poem.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be funny if the finger had designed us to shit just once a week? All week long, we'd get fatter and fatter, and then on Sunday morning, while everyone's in church, ploop. That's the other side of Frank O'Hara.
Yay! Oh, pooping.
Ha ha ha. Funny jokes. Poetry.
Yay.
Ha, 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 ha.
Okay. Back to the music. This is a song called Werewolf by Coco Rosie.
Coco Rosie. Yay.
In a dream, I was a werewolf. My soul was filled with crystal light. Lavender ribbons of rain sang, ridding my heart of mortal fright.
Broken sundown, fatherless showdown, burn hair, swollen lip, bottle sip. Yeah, I suck dick, loose grip on gravity force. Sky blinding, crumbling walls. Never sweep away my memories of children's things, a young mother's love before the yearning song of flesh on flesh. Young hearts burst open, wounds bleed fresh. A young brother, skinny and tall, my older walks oceanward in somber slumber, sleeping flowers in the water. But I'm just his daughter, walking down an icy grave, leading to my schizophrenic father. Weeping willow, won't you wallow louder, searching for my father's power. Laugh now, alligator.
Susie's calling for heavy metal. All right, one more sort of softer song, and then we can do fun stuff. All right, so this is a song called Circles by As Tall as Lions. This is an acoustic recording that they did. It's on YouTube. As Tall as Lions just broke up. They were like going from 2001 to now. It was sort of like they had reached that point as a band where they'd done like everything that they really felt they could, and they'd reached their pinnacle. And this is off their last album. And they were one of those bands that were so influential in the underground, or sort of like the scene of musicians that I love, that I would say their final show in New York, I think every single one of my favorite artists, minus classic rock and Coheed and Cambria, were at the show just to support them and see them off. Like, just standing in the crowd listening to the music because they had been so influential. And they're just fantastic. They have some of the most attractive musicians ever. They're all really fly. So this is As Tall as Lions, Circles.
Yeah. Well, As Tall as Lions, Circles, take two.
So there you go. That was that was Circles by As Tall as Lions.
Dubstep, no.
We're not going to play dubstep.
No! Not even good dubstep?
All right, give me some good dubstep.
Skrillex. Wait. No. We're going to do my... Wait, can you play this mic? Yeah. Real quick? We're going to do Chase and Status Death because I've just been sort of obsessed with the song.
Hey, we have the same computer.
Yeah, I know. What's your computer's name, Walker?
Keith.
Oh, Keith, that's a pretty name. My computer was named by six-year-olds. Its name is Princess Meredith Sparkles. I asked a six-year-old girl I was working with what to name my computer, and that's the first thing, exact word for word, that she said.
Wow.
Which is beautiful, so, because I love little kids. Now we're going to...
So yeah, some dubstep now.
Yes. Woo. You might need to turn it on then.
We'll see.
I love the feeling when we left off, watching the world so small below. I love the dreaming when I think of the safety in the clouds out my window. If we suddenly fall, should I scream out? Or keep very quiet and cling to my mouth as I'm crying? So bright and divine, relax, yes, I'm trying. But fear's got a hold on me. We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back. That was some dubstep. Courtesy of Susie.
Okay.
All right. We're going back to my roots now. This is 180 by Summer by Taking Back Sunday. Because I was trying to headbang to that. And it sort of worked, but not really. But I can do it to this song, so it's okay. So here you go. 180 by Summer, Taking Back Sunday off of Where You Want to Be. All right, so something's really fucked up there, and I'm not really sure what it is. Damn it. Okay, plan B, as always, is to play a song about a whore. Let's see here. This is the Deer Hunter. He said he had a story.
There was a silver circle sign, and she was standing. Our pace was quickened to her floor. There was a single fading light, and there was silk all on the wall. She had a lot of love to give. I was prepared to take it all. She had disrobed and she was waiting on the floor. She asked me what it was I want. I thought that
That was the, Susie's looking for her phone. Can you hear it?
Oh, I guess it was my bag.
All right. So that was, the third time I have ever played that song, on the Yurt. Because I love it. Susie, did you have anything else you wanted to play, or should I just keep on going? Sure. What is it? Home by who? Oh, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. It came right up. All right. This is Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and the song is called Home by request of Susie and Jillian. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yay, welcome back. So that was Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros with Home, and I liked it a lot.
Lillian did Whistling Harmony, in case you guys didn't pick up on that.
It was fantastic. Okay, so this next song is by Foxy Shazam. It's called The Only Way to My Heart. It has one of the sexiest moments I've ever seen in a live performance, in which the lead singer lights up 4 cigarettes at the same time and smokes them all a little bit. And then there's these 4 beats in the song, like, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da mouth. So it's like stuff, 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 ba-da-da-da. And then the second one's on every single beat. He shotguns one cigarette out of his mouth at a time. So it's like cigarette, 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 ba-da-da-da, and oh, it goes crazy. So this is Foxy Shazam, The Only Way to My Heart. Apparently Whitney played with these guys while he was playing music.
Wait, Whitney played with what?
So,
oh my.
He said the keyboardist made funny faces at him the whole time. Here you go, Foxy Shazam, Only Way to My Heart.
And he rolls over to me and he says, no, Papa, that's not what it means at all. It means that somebody stole our tent.
I was thinking of sex and all the nasty things I do.
Yay! That was music.
The
Yeah, definitely.
I can't feel anything in my ears.
Okay. This is going to be a cover of a Mars Volta song called The Widow by a band named Efata.
Fasting black lungs made of clove splinter shards. They're the kind that will talk through the wheezing of coughs, and I hear him every night in every pore, and every time he just makes me warm, freeze without an answer, brief mother's shame. Must I hide? 'Cause I'll never, never sleep alone. Look at how they flock to him from an isle of open sores. He knows that the taste is such, is such to die for. And I hear him every night, on every street. Scales that do slither, deliver me from. Freeze without an answer, free from all the shame. Then I'll just I'll never, never sleep alone.
Direct segue, this is going to be Khaki King, who are playing at the Iron Horse soon, and Susie wanted to hear what they sound like. So here you go. This is 2 o'clock by Khaki King off of Dreaming of Revenge.
Pain and awaits with a plate.
future is already known. We give up our rest and the best of us, though we'd be better off
Fuck Dead Air, my impromptu radio show. Thank you so much. It's Walker Staples. This is your radio. I guess I'm not on YouTube campus. The song that's playing right now is called 2 O'Clock by Khaki King off of Dreaming of a Revenge. He'll be playing at the Iron Horse sometime in the future, which is in downtown Northampton, so check them out. I definitely recommend it. Oh, sure. All I have is Forever. Okay. I do have Skinny Love. All right, so here's some Bon Iver, which, by the way, means happy winter in French, if you don't speak French. Like, yeah, Bon Iver. Except it's pronounced Bon Iver. Bon Iver. So here you go, Skinny Love by Bon Iver off of For Emma Forever Ago.
I've listened to song.
Thank you.
skinny love just last a year. To pour a little salt, we were never here. My, 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 my. Staring at the sink of blood across the lake.
That was Skinny Love by Bon Iver off of For Emma Forever Ago. Good choice, Susie. That was pretty.
Thank you.
So up next is going to be Soul Solace by a band called Moving Mountains off their album Pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A. Moving Mountains, I'm sort of a sucker for concept bands, and Moving Mountains, at least this album, if you play it, is a love story between the earth and the sun, which I just think it's really beautiful. So this is Soul Solace.
Thank you.
interesting people. I know, right? We're just talking about Hampshire and how great it is. Hampshire's great. Okay. That was Soul Solace by Moving Mountains off of their album Numa. You're listening to Fuck Dead Air, my impromptu radio show, me being Walker Staples. It is... What is today? Today is the 10th of January, 2011. God, everything's just beautiful. This
hippie.
Is. I'm really.
Job,
I'm sorry. I'm feeling chill. I have a job. I fix animals.
Aw, I didn't know you were a vet.
Yeah, no, I'm a veterinary technician. I have been for the past couple of years.
That's awesome. It's,
my profession is restraining animals. There you go.
Yay.
Can't
restrain the party animals. Oh.
No, it's true. So this is another chill song. This is by Manchester Orchestra, called "I Can Feel a Hot One." It's by, off of Mean Everything. To Nothing. Mean Everything to Nothing is the album. Here we go.
Well, I could feel a hot one taking me down. For a moment I could feel the force, veiny to the point of tears. And you were holding on to make a point. What's the point? I'm but a clean man, stable and a lone man. Make it so I won't have to try. The faces always stay the same, so I face the fact that I'm just fine. I said that I'm just fine. Is never quite enough. What's enough? I took it like a grown man crying on the pavement, hoping you would show your face. Well, I haven't heard a thing you've said in at least a couple hundred days. What'd you say? She was crying inside your stomach, and I felt love again. Thank you.
Feel a Hot One by Manchester Orchestra, continuing in the same vein. This is Bad News by a man named Owen.
I know.
for listening.